Kintsugi. Exhausted from work, I ignore the crashing sound as I collapse on the couch. 3 in the morning feels humid even when the entire city's dry. My apartment door left ajar. Our dog licks my limp hand as it stands in soil spread over hardwood floor. Ceramic shards surround her furry paws. I pick up the pup like she's made of glass and place her on my lap as she continues to smother my skin with her tongue. I've done it again. Now the breakup is inevitable. I've shattered another plant. This one, an orchid no less. And broke the heirloom pot and all hope of avoiding an unacrimonious end. It'll be blamed on my boozing, and I'll argue that I worked too hard. I move the little living stuffed animal onto the pillow, and she looks up at me and down to the floor at what I've done and lets out a whimper. There's no way you know what's going on right now, you little Mimu monster, I say to her as she stares at me, her gray mustache and beard dripping in drool. She will be put down in a year and I will not be there. In the kitchen, I find super glue and I get on my hands and knees and I pick up every single piece and sweep away the dirt, my back hurting from how many kegs I moved, and I attempt surgery and I fail, and the purple flowers lie crumpled on wood like bruises before a now wide open door that beckons me to leave.